Hey, everyone. Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.
3-2, head start for both runners. 1-0 Wisconsin. Gray looks for three strikeouts in the inning right here. And he gets it in the dirt. Solid pitch. Three Ks for Drew Gray on the day. He's up two, four of them. We're in the third. 1-0 Wisconsin. On blooped out to short. Howard charges, gobbles it up onto first. 1-2-3. Good work, Cohen Moreno, in his first appearance at Four Winds Field. 1-0, the Cubs look to grab the lead next on Marquee Sports Network.
You give up some non-40 talent to do it.
Big bouncer, first base, backhanded by Bovee. The flip is going to be in time to Wichrowski. And the Cubs, again, leave a man at second. It's their third time doing that today. Going to the fifth, 1-0 Rattlers on Marquee Sports Network. So only get one base on the wild pitch. Bateman with a 1-0 count. And that slice towards left center. Lara is going to track it down, though, in the sunshine. Making the catch, the inning is over, and the Cubs leave another 1-0. Max will take you the rest of the way in game one of the Twin Bill on Marquee Sports Network.
Moreno does work from the windup with nobody on base. Always takes a deep breath, too, before he gets into the motion, and here's a rollover. High hopper to third base. Raybosh Garcia has it. 27 pitches, three shutout innings for Cohen Moreno. Cubs have six outs to work with. They're coming up in the sixth next on Mark. To Piñango. He's got a huge lead at second. There he goes. Breaking ball misses high. Throw down to third is in time for out number two. Just like that, the Cubs are down to their final out with nobody on. Pitch missed the zone, so it's 3-0. Piñango had a huge secondary. A couple of hops really before Yurlin Rodriguez even committed home, but then it wasn't the best jump after he did start to commit home. Tried to steal third for a second time. A visit from the pitching coach. This is Josh Spence, the brother of former South Bend Cub and former Cubs minor leaguer Liam Spence. A couple of Aussie natives. Yurlin Rodriguez, ground out, single, the wild pitch, then the walk. He's been a little all over the place, but nine pitches in, he's got a chance to get opens here and get out of this game and have Wisconsin long a shutout. Cubs have been shut out once this year. It was 4-0 in the series finale on Sunday at Quad Cities. Opitz, the switch hitting catcher, bats from the left side. Rodriguez with the high set and deals home a breaking ball that just misses the outside corner. Six hits for the Cubs. They have tripled up Wisconsin in the hit column. Still nothing to show for it, though, to this point. But Opitz is 2-for-2 today. 1-0. And yeah, swung over the top of a nasty breaking ball. Opie's doubled and singled. He's been stranded at second base both times. Homered in the game in the eighth inning in a 1-0 score. Tied it up a few days ago back on Tuesday. He takes low and outside. Opie's got back-to-back two-hit games. Singled and homered on Tuesday. Singled and doubled already today. Seven-inning game, so the Cubs are down to their final out. Trailing 1-0. Did not go on a pitch just a little bit low. And this time takes the back foot breaking ball. Good adjustment from the former Razorback catcher. Three balls and a strike. A ball here would put the winning run aboard, and it would put it in the hands of Raybosh Garcia coming up next. 3-1. And that spins in for a strike. Only one to work with for the Cubs now is Opitz, the veteran. Call time and step out, and what that does with two outs and a full count, it means that Ed Howard will be in motion on the pitch. So the first baseman, Mike Bovee, will play behind the runner at first. 3-2 coming, and it is low and away, ball four. We play on at Four Winds Field. Casey Opitz draws a best one walk. It's back-to-back free passes. Yurlin Rodriguez has been a little all over the place. And man, if Piñango didn't attempt to steal third, and who knows, it could have played out differently, but you could have the bases loaded here. Instead, first and second, two outs, the nine-hole hitter, Raybosh Garcia, has got a chance to tie the game or win the game right here. Breaking ball stays just a little up. Rayvonge Garcia lined out a jumping grab from Mike Bovey at first, his first time up. Popped out to short his last time. 1-0 is fouled back. Garcia, another switch hitter. We got back-to-back here in the 8 and 9 spot. 1-1 coming. And it's rocketed on one hop right to short. Barrios has it. He'll take it himself the short way to second. And a fielder's choice that goes six unassisted ends the ball game. The Cubs threaten. Two men on base in the seventh, but they cannot score. Out hit Wisconsin 6-2 today. But the Rattlers in game one get the shutout victory. And Wisconsin gets their fifth win in a row.
Hey everyone, Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.